Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Tony. I've just seen the latest sales reports for our bottled teas. I'm happy to see that bottled tea sales are up 15%. It appears that the summer advertising campaign was a success. You deserve some credit for that because you recommended the company that created it. I'm thinking that we should hire the same company to work on the winter campaign too. In fact, I'd like to sign a long-term contract with them.
Number 71. What type of product is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 72. Why is the speaker pleased? Number 73. What would the speaker like to do? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following tour information.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining the Rockland City Art Tour. Before we get started, please take an umbrella by the door as we leave. It looks like it might rain soon. So, here's the plan for today's tour. We'll start at the Sculpture Garden, since it's only open for another hour. That'll be plenty of time to see the sculptures before the garden closes. After that, we'll look at the murals on Brookside Avenue, and then you'll have some time to find dinner in the Brookside neighborhood. Some of you have asked me about good restaurants in the area. I'll be eating at the Spruce Road Cafe.
Number 74. What does the speaker say are available by the door? Number 75. Why will the listeners visit a sculpture garden first? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
I'll be eating at the Spruce Road Cafe?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
Thinking about launching your own business website? Why hire a graphic designer when you can do it yourself? With Zonhop's Website Builder, you'll be surprised at how simple it is to build and manage your own website. We have hundreds of templates to choose from that have all been designed with first-time users in mind. Our templates include easy-to-follow instructions, so you can create exactly what you want with just a few simple clicks. Still unsure? Sign up for a free 2-month trial at www.zonhop.com.
Number 77. What is the advertisement about? Number 78. According to the speaker, why will the listeners be surprised? Number 79. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Ms. Adams. It's Robert. I'm calling about my visit to Klein Fabric Company's main factory next Tuesday. You asked me to give you an update on my plans. Well, I'm scheduled to meet with one of their executives to evaluate the fabrics they produce and make sure they're appropriate for our winter jacket line. Oh, and I'm bringing my laptop so we can connect with you by video to discuss the details. As for transportation, I know you said the company would buy me a train ticket so I wouldn't have to drive, but I don't think the traffic will be that bad.
Number 80. Where will the speaker go next Tuesday? Number 81. Why will the speaker bring his laptop? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"I don't think the traffic will be that bad"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you all for attending our annual Restaurant Expo. I'm excited to introduce our keynote speaker, Chef Soonja Lee. Ms. Lee's the executive chef at the popular Buttermilk restaurant in Springdale, and her passion is preparing nutritious, balanced food. Ms. Lee emphasizes that everyone should be eating healthy meals, and at her restaurant, the entire menu reflects this belief. Before handing her the microphone, let me remind you to stay after her speech. Ms. Lee has agreed to give us a cooking demonstration.
Number 83. What is Soonja Lee's profession? Number 84. According to the speaker, what does Soonja Lee emphasize? Number 85. Why should the listeners stay after the speech? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As you know, we'll be developing a new version of our voice recognition software. I know you're concerned about the deadline, but we'll be hiring a new programmer to provide support. If everyone focuses on their individual tasks, I am positive that, as a team, we'll be able to complete the project on time. By the way, if you have plans to be out of the office over the coming months, please enter the information into our shared calendar so we can reassign tasks as needed.
Number 86. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 87. Why does the speaker say,
"We'll be hiring a new programmer to provide support"?
Number 88. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to your first day at Straker Automotive Company. We're going to start your training with a tour of the assembly line so you can get an overview of our automobile manufacturing process. Before we head downstairs, everyone please put on a noise-canceling headset. You'll find them in that container over there. The factory floor is extremely loud, and these headsets will protect your ears. At 10, we'll head out to the patio where the company has arranged a new employee breakfast for you.
Number 89. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 90. What are the listeners instructed to wear? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will the listeners do at 10 o'clock? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
This Joan Finley with Channel 8 News. I'm standing outside the gates of Beckford Energy's main power plant. The plant recently opened its doors to visitors interested in learning how the city's electricity is generated. Guided tours will be offered every Saturday and will give visitors an exciting chance to visit the plant's main control room. Visitors will see how the electricity is generated and distributed to buildings in the community. In addition to these tours, Beckford Energy is also sponsoring a series of lectures at the downtown library to educate the public about where their energy comes from and how they can conserve energy at home.
Number 92. What type of business is the broadcast about? Number 93. What will the business offer every Saturday? Number 94. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do at a library? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and price chart.
Hi, it's Samantha. I'm still coming to visit you in June, but I've had a little change of plans. My boss asked me to go to a trade show the first week of the month, so I can't take a vacation until later. I'm looking at some airline tickets online, and the best day for me to travel to Los Angeles is Saturday, June 18th. I'm going to book that. I'd still like to go to that exhibit we talked about at the Delaney Science Museum, though. Can you check if the exhibit will still be open after the 18th?
Number 95. Why does the speaker have to delay a trip? Number 96. Look at the graphic. How much will the speaker pay for a flight? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and badge designs.
As you know, the company recently updated the doors in all of its buildings. For your security, all employees will soon need to scan a barcode on their ID badges at the door to enter all our buildings. We had a few options for the design of the new ID badges to choose from. I've chosen a design with the barcode on the right side of the photo. The name is really large too, so it'll be easy to see. Most of the employee photos we have in the database are outdated, so please stop by the security desk to have a new one taken by Friday so I can place the order.
Number 98. What has the speaker's company recently done? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which badge design did the speaker choose? Number 100. What should the listeners do by Friday? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.